Joseph E. Johnston, who had recovered from his wounds, that terrible wound that he received in the Battle of Seven Pines back at the end of May in 1862, he'd recovered from that wound by very late in 1862, had reported himself ready for duty, and Jefferson Davis had given Johnston command, overall command, of a big section of the Western Theater that included Vicksburg. So Johnston is technically Pemberton's superior, but Johnston also commands about 16,000 Confederates in a small army just east of Vicksburg at Jackson, Mississippi, the state capital. A crucial feature of the campaign that we'll look at now would be the failure of the Confederates to combine these two armies. They have potentially nearly 50,000 soldiers in Mississippi here, but they never get those two forces together to present a united front to Grant. Grant was going to have the luxury, partly because he moved so effectively, but he was going to have the luxury of facing each of these Confederate forces in detail rather than facing a larger Confederate army all in one place. Pemberton is an interesting character. He was a Northerner. He was born in Pennsylvania. Another West Pointer, veteran of the Mexican War, who had married a Virginia woman in the late 1840s. And almost certainly because of that marriage, he had decided to cast his lot with the Confederacy. A number of Northern officers who were married to Southern women fought with the Confederacy, and some Southern officers who were married to Northern women fought for the North. Pemberton is one of the Northerners who fought for the South. He compiled a less than brilliant record early in the war. Part of his service was as commander in Charleston for a time. And it's really a mystery to historians. It's never really been answered satisfactorily why Jefferson Davis selected John C. Pemberton to command in such a crucial place, Vicksburg. Davis thought Vicksburg was one of the most important places in the Confederacy, and he put a man in command there who really hadn't demonstrated great ability at any point in the Civil War. Some historians have suggested that part of Davis's thinking was that he needed a place to stick Gustave Touton Beauregard, who had also reported himself able to take up duties again. Beauregard ended up at Charleston, Pemberton's old post, and Pemberton in Vicksburg. Beauregard almost certainly would have been a better choice for Vicksburg, but that's not the decision that Jefferson Davis made. Pemberton was lieutenant general by October 1862, and now he's commanding the principal army defending Vicksburg. After Sherman joined Grant's army, Grant disappeared into the interior of the state of Mississippi. The North had no idea what was going on with Grant's army from this point until Grant will show up at Vicksburg a number of days later. Lincoln doesn't know what he's doing. Secretary of War Stanton doesn't know what he's doing. Henry W. Halleck doesn't know what Grant's doing. Grant has dropped off the map, as far as they're concerned, for about 2 weeks. During that 2 weeks, Grant marched 180 miles, he and his army, fought and won four battles, and then reappeared on the map at the outskirts of Vicksburg. During that period, he confused the Confederates by first marching east into the interior of Mississippi instead of just northward toward the city of Vicksburg. He marched seemingly away from Vicksburg, away from the river, toward Jackson. His idea, Grant's, was to defeat Joe Johnston first near Jackson, make sure that the Confederates couldn't unite, and then turn back toward Vicksburg, and that's what he did. And let's look now at how he carried out this campaign. On May 12th, the advance elements of Grant's army defeated a small Confederate force in the Battle of Raymond, which was just west of Jackson. 2 days later, on May 14th, Grant drove Johnston out of Jackson, and Sherman and his troops had a little practice session for what they would do later in Georgia. They very enthusiastically destroyed a number of industrial facilities in Jackson, tore up the railroads, destroyed rolling stock, and so forth. They did a very quick job of it because Grant quickly turned west toward Vicksburg. So he's pushed Johnston out of the way. He's made sure the Confederate forces are going to be separated, at least for the moment, and now he's heading toward Vicksburg.